Thanks very much to everyone for coming. Sunday evening, 5 o'clock, Spanish Fork. Today we'd like to talk about looking in the mirror. Ask yourself, when you picture yourself mentally, who do you see? Do you see someone unattractive? Do you see someone lonely? Do you see someone unlucky? Do you see a slow learner? Do you see someone who's always tired? When you're caught in traffic, do you say to yourself, this always happens to me, I'm so unlucky? When you drop something, do you say, I'm so clumsy? When you see someone more talented than you, do you say, I'm so average and ordinary? Here's the principle, that whatever comes out of your mouth, it will eventually find you. When you say, I'm so clumsy, clumsy comes looking for you. I'm so old, wrinkles come looking for you. I'm so overweight, calories are tracking you down. It's as though you're inviting them into your life. Whenever you say, I am, whatever you follow the I am with, you're handing it an invitation, opening the door, and giving it permission to be in your life. Now, the good news is that you get to choose what follows the I am. When you go through the day saying, I'm blessed, blessings come looking for you. I'm talented, talent comes looking for you. You may not feel blessed, you may not feel talented, you may not feel up to par, but when you just go ahead and take a leap of faith and say, I'm healthy, health starts heading your way. I'm strong, even though you don't feel strong, just say it, I'm strong, and strength starts tracking you down. You're inviting those good things into your life. We have to be careful what follows the I am. Don't ever say, I'm so unlucky. I never get any good breaks. You're inviting disappointments. I'm so broke. I'm so in debt. You're inviting struggle. You're inviting lack. You need to send out some new invitations. Get up in the morning and invite good things into your life. I'm blessed. I'm strong. I'm talented. I'm wise. I'm disciplined. I'm focused. I'm prosperous. When you talk like that, talent gets summoned by the Lord. Krishna says, talent, you go and find that person. Health, strength, abundance, discipline are all sent in your direction. How many of us get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and the first thing we say is, I'm so old, I'm so wrinkled, I'm so worn out. You're inviting oldness. You're inviting fatigue. Do us all a favor. Stop inviting those things. It takes just as much energy to look in the mirror in the morning and say, I'm young, I'm energetic, I'm vibrant, I'm radiant, I'm fresh, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. It's one of the best anti-aging treatments you could ever take, and it costs you nothing. Some people have never once said, I'm beautiful, I'm attractive. They're more focused on their flaws and what they don't like about themselves and how they wish they had a little bit more here and a little bit less there. When you say I'm beautiful, beauty comes looking for you. Youth comes looking for you. Freshness comes looking for you. The key is that nobody can do this for you. It has to come out of your own mouth. Now, ladies, don't go around telling your husband how unattractive you are. You should never put yourself down, and especially don't put yourself down in front of your husband. You are his prize. To him, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Why would you want to tell him anything different? The last thing he needs to hear is how bad you think you look. It's not going to do him any good. It's not going to do you any good to discredit yourself. And if you keep telling him how bad you look, one day he might believe you. When you say, I'm beautiful, not only does beauty and youth and freshness start coming your way, but on the inside, your spirit comes alive. Your self-image begins to improve from the inside out. And you'll start carrying yourself like someone special. You won't drag around throughout the day feeling less than or inferior. You'll have that spring in your step, that you go girl attitude. Beauty is not how thin you are or how tall you are or how perfect you look. Beauty is being the person that Krishna or God made you to be, and to be that with confidence. If you're a size 4, great. If you're a size 22, that's also great. Take what you have and make the most of it. He made you as you are on purpose. Nothing about you is by accident. You didn't get overlooked. You didn't get left out. Krishna calls you his masterpiece. Instead of going around feeling down on yourself and unattractive, too tall, too short, not enough of this, too much of that, dare to get up in the morning and say, I'm a masterpiece. I'm created in the image of Almighty God. Factually, there's nothing ordinary about you. There'll never be another you. Even if you have an identical twin, someone who looks exactly like you, they don't have your personality. They don't have your same goals. They don't even have your fingerprints. You're an original. When God made you, He threw away the mold. But as long as you go around thinking, I'm just average, I'm just one of the 7 billion people on the earth, there's nothing special about me, those wrong I ams will keep you from rising higher. Rather than being down on ourselves and discrediting who we are and focusing on all of our flaws, I wonder what would happen if all through the day, not in front of other people, but to ourselves, we were to be bold enough to say, I'm amazing, I'm wonderful, I'm valuable. When you talk like that, amazing comes chasing you down. Awesome starts heading your direction. You won't have that weak, defeated, mopey, I'm just average mentality. You'll carry yourself like a king or like a queen. Not in pride, not thinking that you're better than somebody, but with a quiet confidence, with the knowledge that you've been handpicked by the creator of millions of universes and you have something unique to offer this world. A baby born 500 years ago in Bengal underneath a neem tree was nicknamed by his parents Nimai. All through his childhood, he said to himself, I am Nimai, I am Nimai, I am Nimai. That I am Nimai described his physical conditions. It described where he was born. It described his gender. Similarly, our birth name describes our physical background, our family, our nation, our race, our parentage. Nimai, when he got of age, he changed his name to I am Chaitanya. This predicted his mission in life. Chaitanya means the living force exhibited in eternity. Inside each and every one of our bodies, there's a living force. Now, the nature of that living force is to be in love madly with God. That's the natural, healthy, wholesome condition of the soul. Water, for instance, you can expose it to excessive cold and make it hard like ice. You can expose it to excessive heat and make it gaseous. But when water is left to its natural state, it's liquid. Natural state of the living being is to be mad after God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Lord Chaitanya changed his I am Nimai to I am Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that second I am described and predicted his mission to spread the chanting of God's holy names to every town and village in the world. I myself was given the name at birth, Chris. Now that tells you I'm a white, Anglo-Saxon American. But when I got initiated by my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, in 1970, he changed my I am from I am Chris to I am Charudas. Charu is a Sanskrit name for God, which means beautiful, and Das means servant. Then my I am is I am servant of the most beautiful. That defined my mission in life, to bring beautiful architecture, to bring beautiful festivals, to bring beautiful talks to people, to introduce people to the all-beautiful and the all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead. One poet said, if you're attached to family, friends, and country, by all means don't come and look at Krishna in his darkest hue, standing in a threefold bending way, playing his flute with a beautiful smile on his face. He's so attractive, he's so beautiful, he'll steal away your heart and you'll no longer be interested in family, friends, and country. In the epic Ramayana, a monkey is described. In his infancy, this monkey, and you see him up there on the altar right next to Lord Ram, he was called Anjaneya. That means the son of a female monkey named Anjana. Throughout all of his life, this monkey called himself as Anjaneya, the son of Anjana. When he grew up, the consort of Lord Ramachandra was stolen by Ravana and whisked 800 miles across the ocean to his island fortress of Sri Lanka. Someone had to jump 800 miles across the ocean in order to reconnoiter the city of Lanka, determine if in fact Sita was there, and find strategies to attack and bring down the city. There were a bunch of monkeys that had tracked Sita to the Indian Ocean, and their best guess was that she was over there 800 miles away. The monkeys were pondering amongst themselves, which one among us is capable of performing this humongous task? This monkey, Anjaneya, was mixing with the other monkeys, not thinking of himself as very special. One of the monkeys said, I can jump 100 miles. Another said, I can jump 200 miles, 300 miles. But none of the monkeys figured that they could jump 800 miles. This monkey, he didn't know what he can do. He said, I don't know what I can do. Someone came up to him and said, do you know who you are? Yeah, I am Anjaneya. No, no, you are Anjaneya is your mother, but your father is Pavan, the wind god. You can fly like the wind. When you were young, one time your mother gave you an orange. You loved the taste of that orange so much you wanted another. But your mother was nowhere around. You didn't know where to get another orange. You looked up at the sun in the sky in your naivete and in your infancy. You thought, oh, here's another orange. And you began to fly with the intention of plucking the sun out of the sky. And you were going to do it until Indra took his thunderbolt, threw it at you, knocked you down. When you fell several miles and hit the ground, you broke your jaw. From that time, people called you privately as Hanuman, one who's broken his jaw. You're so powerful and you're so mischievous that all the gods conspired to shroud you in forgetfulness. They caused you to forget how powerful you were because you could destroy the universe as a prank. They also put the condition that when there is some Herculean task to perform in the service of Ram, at that time, you would step into your real spiritual epic I am. So as he was hearing this, his memory came back. He was no longer just thinking of himself as I am Anjaneya, the son of a monkey female. He added to that, I am Pavana Sutra. I am the son of the wind god. I can fly like the wind here and there throughout the universe. I am Hanuman, the one who almost plucked the sun out of the sky. I am amazing. I am masterful. I am well equipped. He crouched down, tensed his haunches. He launched himself out into space and traversed the entire 800-mile distance between the mainland of India and Sri Lanka. When he got there, he found Sita. He burned the entire city of Lanka down, came back, jumped another 800 miles, reported to Ram. What was it that enabled Hanuman to perform these supernatural feats? It was that he changed his I am. He went from, I'm a monkey, I'm a failure, I'm just one of the guys, to I am a conqueror. He went from, I'm weak, I'm average, to I am powerful. From I am ashamed to I am crowned with favor by Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of God. Instead of hanging his head in defeat and embarrassment and bewilderment, he started holding his head up high. From I'm not good enough to I'm a child of the Most High God. From I'm inferior to I am fearfully and wonderfully made. His new attitude became, I am amazing, I am wonderful, I am a masterpiece. Now, as was true for Hanuman, you may have had things in your life trying to push you down. Bad breaks, disappointments, forgetfulness. Maybe people have tried to make you feel as though you just don't measure up or that you're not quite attractive enough. You could have easily let that seed get inside, ruin your sense of value, and cause you to live thinking of yourself as inferior. Krishna is saying to you tonight what he said to Hanuman. I want to change your I am. You have to shake off the negative things that people have said about you. Shake off low self-esteem and inferiority. Start carrying yourselves like kings and queens. Start walking like royalty. Start talking like royalty. Start thinking like royalty. You can even start waving like royalty. It's important for people who are serious about spiritual life in our tradition to take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, such as Srila Prabhupada. At the time of initiation, the disciple's name must be changed to indicate that he's a servant of Lord Vishnu. When you connect in a line of disciplic succession with the spiritual master, you're connecting like electricity with great devotees like Hanuman, like Bhima, like Arjuna. It's empowering. But my question is tonight, what kind of IAMs are coming out of your mouth? Is it, I am victorious, I am blessed, I'm talented, I am anointed? When you have the right IAMs, you're inviting the goodness of God. Words have creative power. They can be very helpful. They can be energizing like electricity. Use the right way, electricity, lights, causes air conditioning, all kinds of good things come from electricity. Used the wrong way, electricity can be very dangerous. It can harm you, even kill you. Same way with our words. Scripture says life and death are in the power of the tongue. It's up to each of us to choose what follows the I am. My encouragement is never to say negative things about yourself. Most of us would never go to another person, at least to their face, and criticize them. And yet we have no problem criticizing ourselves. I'm so slow. I'm so unattractive. I'm so undisciplined. What you just did was you cursed your future. Do yourself a favor and zip that up. We have enough in life against us already. Don't you be against yourself. I had a friend with whom I used to play basketball, and we would miss an important shot. He would say, I'm an idiot, I'm an idiot, I'm an idiot. And you'd hear that week after week after week after week. He didn't realize it, but idiot was coming looking for him. I hate to say it, but I think it found him. If you go around saying, I'm so dumb, then dumbness is coming your way. I'm so unattractive, I'm so plain. Ugliness says, I hear somebody calling my name. Use your words to bless your future, not to curse it. Scripture says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the tired say, I am full of energy. Let the poor say, I'm well off. Let the sick say, I'm healthy. By your words, you're creating your future. Call the things that are not as though they were. That means that you shouldn't just describe the conditions the way they are as if they will always be that way. But when you talk, talk about what and who you want to be. If you're struggling with your finances, don't go around saying, oh man, business is so slow, the economy is down, I'm probably going to get laid off. That's calling the things they are as if they're always going to be that way and they're never going to change. That's just describing the situation. By faith, you have to say, I'm blessed, I'm successful, I'm prosperous, I'm surrounded by God's favor. People may have tried to push you down and tell you what you cannot become. Let that go in one ear and out the other. What somebody said about you does not determine your destiny. God does. I am not who people say I am. I am who Krishna says I am. I am not the tail. I'm the head. I'm not a borrower. I'm a lender. I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. What someone says about you doesn't determine your destiny. Someone may have spoken negative words to you when you were young, but know this, that before anyone put a curse on you, Krishna put a blessing on you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, Krishna knew you and he approved you. When Krishna made you, he stepped back and said, I like him, I like her. Another masterpiece. Other people may try to disapprove of you. Don't go around feeling less than, going around feeling inferior. Our attitude should be, I'm approved by the Almighty Lord, I'm accepted. When you talk like that, seeds of greatness that Krishna has placed inside will begin to spring forth. There are treasures inside of you. Throughout life, negative thoughts will try and keep those treasures pushed down. The enemy, Maya, doesn't want you to reach your full potential. There are forces constantly trying to make you feel intimidated, inferior, unqualified. But if you're going to fulfill your destiny, you have to shake off all those negative voices. Shake off the thoughts that are telling you, I'm unqualified. Don't invite weakness. Don't give intimidation an invitation. You may feel unqualified, but before you were born, Krishna equipped you. Krishna empowered you. You're not lacking anything. People may try to push you down, but when you know that Krishna or God has approved you, You realize I don't need other people's approval. I've got everything I need invested in me by the creator of millions and millions of universes. Let me give you some I ams right now to speak over your lives. Say these every day. Get them down in your spirit. They may not all be true right now, but as you continue to speak them, they'll become a reality. I'm blessed, I'm prosperous, I'm successful, I'm victorious, I'm talented, I'm creative, I'm wise, I'm healthy, I'm in shape, I'm energetic, I'm happy, I'm positive, I'm passionate, I'm strong, I'm confident, I'm secure, I'm beautiful, I'm attractive, I'm valuable, I'm free, I'm anointed, I'm accepted, I'm approved, I'm prepared, I'm qualified, I'm motivated, I'm focused, I'm disciplined, I'm determined, I'm patient, I'm kind, I'm generous, I'm excellent, I am equipped, I am empowered, I am well able, I'm a child of the Supreme Personality of God. I heard about a man who was told in high school by his counselor that he wasn't very smart and he should focus on the lowest type of unskilled jobs that were available. And I'm sure the counselor meant well, but he didn't know who this young man was on the inside. He didn't see the seeds of greatness that Krishna had planted in this young fellow. As a high school student, this man's I am became distorted. He thought, I'm not up to par, I'm not smart, I'm very average. He didn't realize that he was inviting these things into his life, and over time they showed up. After high school, this man got a job at the local factory, and he stayed at the lowest level year after year. One day the factory closed down, so he went across town and applied for a job at another factory. Interestingly enough, this company had a policy that job applicants had to first take an IQ test. He took the test and scored the highest in the company's 63-year history. His IQ score was assessed at genius level. He went on to start his own business. He invented and patented two very successful products. Today, he is extremely blessed. Well, what happened there? He changed his I am. Could it be that someone has told you something that's keeping you from God's best? Could it be that the wrong I am is keeping you from rising higher and reaching your full potential? Do what this man did. Change your I am. Don't let what someone told you determine your destiny. Get into agreement with God. Know who you are and know who you're not. I am not lacking. I am not average. I'm not inferior. I'm equipped. I'm empowered. I'm wise. Instead of defining yourself by this material body, this external covering, instead of saying, I am black, I am white, I'm female, I'm tall, I'm short, I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm French, I'm Hindu, I'm Catholic, I'm Jewish, why not begin to describe yourself in terms of the inner spirit instead of the outer flesh? Why not begin to think, I am luminous, I am brilliant like the sun, I am eternal, I am full of bliss, I am strong, I am free, I am creative, I am attractive, I'm a spark emanating from the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the reservoir of all wealth, beauty, strength, fame, knowledge, and humility. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kadanai Sravanadi Sudha Chitti Karya Udai. The best, most super excellent way of identifying yourself is to look in the mirror and say, I am an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of God. Now, honestly, nobody in this room can say they're not a servant. We're all serving 24 hours a day. Our family, our friends, our country, our boss, our pets. We're serving the laws of material nature, hunger, thirst, birth, death, disease, and old age. Every day, all day, every living being is constitutionally a servant. We're all servants, and that's all we'll ever be. The ultimate perfection of the condition of service is to come to the level of saying, I am the eternal servant of God. Nothing is higher. We saturate ourselves in that I am by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada's guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, 100 years or so ago, sent from India a couple of his disciples to establish Krishna conscious missions in Europe. He sent one to England and he sent one to Germany. These two disciples went overseas with the attitude, I am representing India, a subjugated land. I am preaching a third world religion. I am a second class citizen of the British Empire. I am less advanced. I am less prosperous than the Europeans. And guess what? They both failed to establish missions and return to India, claiming that it could not be done. These were two young, good-looking men in the prime of their life, well-versed in scriptures, highly educated, funded by the mission. But why couldn't they get anything doing? Because their IMs held them back, kept them from stepping into their destiny. On the other hand, Prabhupada, although not at all young, not with any funding or any support from the mission, no official backing, arrived in America at the age of 70 with not even a place to stay, $4 in his pocket, nobody waiting for him at the dock, no one even expecting him to come to the West, no one wishing him well or supporting him in any way, succeeded in forging a worldwide federation of temples, communities, farms, and restaurants. Why did he succeed when younger, more well-connected men failed? His IMs were different. I am confident. I'm well qualified. I'm equipped. I'm the son of conquerors. I am the super excellent representative of the super excellent and all-powerful Lord Krishna. I am not less than. I am not second best. I am not a beggar. I am wealthy beyond measure, and I have come to save these Western boys and girls from atheism, ignorance, and despair. Once one of his disciples said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you walk like a king, talk like a king, carry yourself like a king." And Prabhupada said, "Why do you want to degrade me in that way? I am much more than a king. I am a servant of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the creator of the material and spiritual world, the super soul in the heart of every living entity." Those two disciples who failed in Germany and England came back with such negative reports that nobody else amongst Bhaktisiddhanta's hundreds of disciples ever made another attempt. They all became intimidated by the words of the two failures, scared into paralysis by their dire claims of impossibility. Krishna is saying to you tonight, "I will do for you exactly what you said. You said you're going to fail, you'll fail. You'll never make it into your promised land. Exactly what you're saying, that will be the future. Don't ever say I'm weak, I'm intimidated, I'm inferior. Friends, the wrong eye can keep you from your destiny." Do we ever read about those two missionaries who came back to India in defeat? I'm pretty certain that nobody in this room knows who their names are. Do you know why? They never made it into the fullness of their destinies. Fact is, they were called to be history makers, just like Prabhupada was. They had seeds of greatness in them, but the wrong I ams kept them from making their mark. And you may be facing some obstacles in your life. Our message today is, don't let that be your destiny. Be like Prabhupada. One time in Mayapur, a few months before Prabhupada passed away, he was sitting on the seat and giving a lecture to about 1,000 of his disciples. He was to pass away just a few months later in November of 1977. He said, "I'm an old man. I came to America when I was 70. So between the ages of 70 and 82, in the autumnal years of my life, I established 108 centers. Now I have 4,500 disciples. If each one of them could just establish 20 temples in the 50 years that they have ahead of them, if each one of these 20-year-olds could establish, oh, say, only 10 temples in the 50 years that are ahead of them, or if even each one of these men and women could establish only 5 temples, or if they could only each one establish 1 temple, it will change the spiritual history of the world." Tonight, my challenge is that you need to change your I am. Krishna wants to hear, "I'm strong, I'm confident, I'm equipped, I'm more than a conqueror. I am a servant of the Almighty." Make sure you have the right I ams coming out of your mouth. If you do this, I assure you that Krishna will breathe in your direction. Krishna will make your dreams come true. Krishna will thrust you into the fullness of your destiny in this life and in the next life, take you back home, back to Godhead.